Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast, where I am your humble, gracious, beautiful, loving, full of life host, Kyle Allen. Thank you for tuning in. My people, just a little bit of housekeeping. If you can, please like, comment, and share. Please rate this podcast. And quite frankly, I don't care if you hate the podcast. Put that down and say why, but just engage with the podcast, please. It's extremely important. I'd like to grow the podcast even more. And again, I appreciate those that have continued to listen. We're going on, I believe it was 2 years this year. I think it was 2 years this year. We're on 2 years. We just surpassed over 12,000 plays. I'm extremely proud of, to be very clear. My people. Monique came under fire because she said that she's been going to various places. We're going to jump right in as we always do. But Monique said she's been going to various places and seeing a bunch of. She called out again. This is Monique. This is Auntie. That's what y'all call her. She said that a lot of women are showing up in pajamas and bonnets and headscarves and not looking very presentable. When she goes to the airport and the store, they're wearing blankets in the airport. And she asked the question, what happened to being prideful in the way you look? Okay. She didn't talk about anybody's hair, anything. She was talking about, for my ladies that wear the headscarves and it looks beautiful. She's not talking about, she's saying just you wear a bonnet and you just get on the plane in pajamas. Listen, some of you might not like this, but that's just ignorant and inappropriate. I'm sorry. I am that guy. It's not inappropriate. It's not appropriate. It's inappropriate for a man to get on the plane in a wife beater and some hoop shorts. So it's not just a woman thing. I'm not just talking about women. I'm saying, period. It is just a little ignorant. And we need to get back. You want to talk about black culture? I'm going to say this really quick. You want to talk about black culture? Let's get back to the 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, 20s. Let's get back to, if you look at anybody in the 60s, we were dressed to the nines. And I reference the 60s a lot, especially for black people, because even though it was I would say the tipping point, the most tumultuous, if that's the right word, tumultuous, most rocky, let me say it like that, because I think I'm butchering that word. One of the most rocky times in American history. I'm not talking about slavery, I'm talking about the 60s. And I also want to say this. Let me just say this real quick. We're getting to a place where, we're not even allowing human beings to talk. Because as a podcaster, you guys have to understand, I'm literally speaking. And while I'm speaking, I'm thinking while I'm talking about what y'all are going to tell me I'm wrong about. And that's only because we're living in a time where people don't. A lot of you may be listening just to enjoy the podcast. And just, you just like the podcast. Some of you literally are listening just to tell me or to say to yourself how wrong I am. And I don't understand why that's something you would want to do. I'm also going to say this. Listen, if you're a person that while no one's ever there, but you're always mentioning said person, I want you to know that that's called being bitter and a hater. If you have something to say about someone, say it to their face. Do not go by osmosis and around the corner. Knock on the front door. We're too old. We're too grown. And I'm not even talking about me. I'm talking about just what I see, man. A bunch of folk always want to talk about someone to someone else. If you have the kahunas, the bravery, the courage to speak about someone. Have that courage when you knock on their front door. Don't dap them up. I'm sorry. I'm not from the new school. I'm not from the new school of, I was talking to my wife, and she was telling me how she has boundaries. And I said, well, if someone's a demon, how do you have boundaries with the, I understand that some people have the innate ability. I'm not even talking about my wife anymore, so let's get over that. Some people have the innate ability to say, hey, guess what? This person may talk about me, not like me, whatever. But I have a boundary and I know that, you know, that's just how they are. Hey, I don't want that's just how they are around me. If you're the kind of person that always has some slick comment, something negative to say, the mere thought of being around someone and their essence. See, this is the thing about life now that I'm seeing. These are just my thoughts. You have people that legitimately, you, and this is what I want you guys to understand. There are some people that aren't going to like you no matter if you give them $2.5 million, you babysit their children, and you wipe their butt. They're still going to have a problem with you. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how you dress. It doesn't matter how you walk. It doesn't matter how you talk. They're going to have a problem. So what do you do with that? I'm going to tell you what you do with that. You act as though they don't exist, whether it's a person, place, or a thing. But let me tell you this. Every now and then, there's a preacher named Jackie McCullough. And she one time said that every now and then, you need to jack people up in a corner. Maturity, humbleness, these words that are thrown around by people that are usually abusing you or talking crazy to you or trying to manipulate you. Everyone wants you to be mature after they just got done talking about you. Everyone wants you to be humble after you just accomplished something that you're proud of. Now they want you to be humble. I've never heard successful people talk about being humble in the way that other people want you to be humble. Yes, there is great meekness. The meek shall inherit the earth. But people keep saying things like the first will be last and the last will be first. The last will be first and the first will be last. What is first? What is last? Who is meek? What does meekness look like? People think meekness and last place is negatives or they're the weak of society. Says who? That's all your interpretation. That's all your interpretation. Meekness doesn't mean weakness. Being last in human standards means it's a problem. But we don't know what that means in God's standard. And if you don't want to go to the God route, you just don't know what that means. I'm the weirdo that questions words. Why do I have to speak the way I speak? Who said that that's the right and this is the wrong? I'm the guy that wants to know why do we... The English language. These guys came up with it, and now we just have to say it. And then they'll judge you if you don't speak properly. Well, who said what is proper? It's why I'm against standardized testing. It's why I'm against testing, period. And I've said it consistently. If you have children and you allow the school just to test your kid because they say he needs to be tested, she needs to be tested, they need to be tested, A, B, C, D needs to be tested, and you just go as a parent, oh, yeah, okay, go test my kid. You are doing it backwards. You need to know your children for yourself. And it goes both ways. If you know Nuk-Nuk, your son, is acting a fool at home, don't trip on the teacher when she calls and says Nuk-Nuk, then cussed her out. You know Nuk-Nuk. And if you know your kid is not like that, and the teacher says, hey, your kid cussed me out, you can go, no, that ain't how he is. But if you know that Nuk-Nuk is a little tricky, Nuk-Nuk bad. He bad because that's another, no kid is bad. Nah, some of y'all little, let me not go there. But I'll say this. And I'm going to get back to black culture, but I'm going to say this. I ain't got time. I'm 30 years old. I don't bother nobody. I don't talk about nobody. Leave me and mine alone. Period. Don't go around the corner to get to me. If you want to talk to me, talk to me. Don't ask about me, talk to me. And that goes for everyone. If you are having beef with somebody, if you are too scared to say it to them, That means there's something wrong with you. That means you don't believe in your own stance. Because if you did, if I come up and backhand you right now, you're not going to say, I think you backhanded me. And, you know, no, you're going to immediately address that. Because you know you ain't in the wrong. You just got backhanded. But a lot of y'all, a lot of people, they know they tripping. They know they're wrong. So why would, it's like, I know I'm wrong. I just want to manipulate this person through my anger. That's another thing. Some people know you actually might care about them, so they use it against you. Love is great strength, but in my opinion, it can be great weakness. And I know, and trust me, I know that goes against, you know, love covers a multitude of sins. Love is great, but love can also be an extreme weakness. Because if you don't understand and learn how to taper that love, you don't, some people give their love to everyone. And baby, big dog, them, everyone don't deserve your love, man. You're not mature because you love a demon. You're an idiot. I'm going to say that one more time. You aren't mature. You're not humble. You're not taking the bigger road. If you're dealing with a demon is a demon. I'm going to let that breathe. You can't be mature and take the higher road over a demon. And I'm just using the demon. Don't just think about the devil. I'm talking about just someone that's, if someone has an issue with you, what higher road you going to take? You going to be in heaven. How high you got to go? Anyway, enough of that. Black culture. I want to throw it all away. Whatever the black culture is in today that I see, I want to throw it all away. And I want us to reevaluate. I want us to reevaluate. There's nothing wrong with reevaluating some things, because black culture ain't chicken and waffles. It ain't TikTok dancing. Waffles and hell, if you ain't had a sugar ham sandwich, then you ain't black. Hey, then I don't want to be black. I ain't ever ate no sugar ham sandwich, and neither have you. Some of y'all absolutely be fronting. Oh yeah, you know, I struggled. Your mama don't think that. When your mama cook for you and your pops cook every night, I bet they don't think you struggled. Some of y'all live in a fake hard life to fit into what? The people that really live that life wish they had what some of y'all have. People always want to, my teacher never believed in me. No, you were just tripping in class. You should have been sent out. See, I'm about accountability. Some of the things I used to do and say to teachers was absolutely wrong, and they should have called my parents. Some were wrong. But a lot of it, hey, I was tripping. Hey, I needed to learn to shut my mouth. I always tell y'all this. Every coach I ever had, Kyle, you're amazing. I had the true story. You can ask my college coach, Coach Korn. Go call him. This is a true story. He told me the University of San Francisco, USF, was coming to one of the open gyms to see me practice. To see me practice. That happens all the time. Like, if you're decent, they'll come and see you practice. He came in the gym. This is a true story. I was at Yuba College. Shout out to 49ers. Shout out Coach Korn. Shout out Griff, the blueprint. The banner's up there. If you walk in that gym, you'll see my banner. God bless. If you walk into Sac High's gym, you'll see my picture. You know, God bless. But anyway, you know, banners winning. Anyway, humbleness, you know, my bad. My bad. That's not very humble of me, right? Anyway, I should just die and never, ever be happy. And you know, that's another thing. If you don't ever shout yourself out, some folk will never shout you. Anyway, you know what? I'm all over the place. Let me hone it in. The USF coach said to me, he called me over there after a couple games he watched. I was doing my thing, you know, performing. And he said to me straight up to my face, I'll never forget it. He said, man, it don't take much to see that you're the best player in the gym, but you're a dog. That's what he told me. He said I was clearly the best player in the gym, but he would never recruit me because I was a dog. What he meant by that is I had a terrible attitude and I didn't play defense. And all of that was correct. I had a terrible attitude and I didn't play defense. I just wanted to give buckets and throw dimes. That's just the truth. So should I have called my dad and said how wrong the world is because this coach disrespected me? He didn't disrespect me. He told me the truth. I'm going to say it again. You weren't disrespected. Someone just told you the truth. And sometimes you got to hear that truth. You can't be mad about that truth. You just got to own that truth. You got to understand that truth. And you got to respect that truth. The question I have for y'all is, are you willing to take accountability? Are you willing to say, you know what? Let me just take what people are saying about me. And maybe some of it is true. Maybe it ain't my spouse. Maybe it's not my sister. Maybe it isn't my boss. Maybe it's not my bad kids. Maybe it is me. So the moral of this podcast is very simple. Hey, it's your fault. Do something about it. Thank you for listening to Grind Is Ugly Podcast. I am your humble host, Kyle Allen.